Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Small Biz America.
And you have found us once again, Small Biz America, here on the Biz Talk Radio Network. I am your host, David Wolf. Hope you're having a great week in your business. If your small business is in need of capital, we can help. Just visit us at smallbizamerica.com. Click on Business Finance in the navigation. You'll find a little short form, and we'll get the process rolling. We've got capital for you at Small Biz America. And if you'd like to host your own radio show and use it as a platform for your business or enterprise, contact me through smallbizamericaradio.com. Great show this week. We've got Jim Koch. He's actually the founder of the Boston Beer Company and the famous Samuel Adams brand. He's coming up in just 20 seconds or so. Also, we've got Dr. Stephen Lindner. He's an expert in talent acquisition, assessment, and hiring. And Gabe Arnold, of course, joins us on segment four of the Small Biz Brain. Up first, we have Jim Koch. He built this company, the famous Boston Beer Company, and the well-known Samuel Adams brand from the ground up in starting somewhere around 1984 when there was absolutely no map for doing this. The industry wasn't even really created yet, and he did it amongst doubts and fears from his family, friends, and colleagues. Actually, they thought he was a little crazy. He'll tell us about that. And today the company and the success of Samuel Adams, of course, are well recognized internationally. Jim captures his entrepreneurial journey and insight with honesty and humanity in his new book, Quench Your Own Thirst, Business Lessons Learned Over a Beer or Two. I've got a few right here. Jim, welcome to the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on the air with you. Can I have a beer, or do I have to do this sober?
No, you should absolutely, in the spirit of the spirit. Yeah, I think a beer is in order here.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to enjoy one.
You got to enjoy. This all started from... I have a sense that you were quite passionate when this all unfolded and the entrepreneurial seizure occurred for you. Where did all of this come from? What was that initial spark to create this whole product and brand?
Well, there was sort of a couple of threads that came together in starting Sam Adams back, 1984. And as you pointed out, there was really no craft beer industry. In fact, the name craft beer didn't even exist yet. There were, you know, a handful of sort of crazies, scaled up homebrewers, people who were very passionate about beer, kind of making what turned into the craft beer industry in a handful of locations around the U.S. And for me, you know, I had one thread, which was every oldest son in my family has been a brewer for six generations. So I kind of had that yeah, you know, gravitational pull of family history. And on the other hand, I had been a manufacturing consultant. I'd work with big companies. And I was kind of at a point in my life where I decided I didn't want to be a consultant anymore, but I didn't want to take the normal path back then, which was to go into, you know, corporate America, because I'd seen up close and personal the dysfunctions and, you know, the sort of the almost, you know, inhumanity of big organizations, and I didn't want to be part of that. So I started fishing around for ideas, And the idea of starting a small brewery in the United States to make, you know, great world-class American beer, which didn't exist at the time. You know, back then, everybody thought American beer was cold and fizzy and in a can. And, right. and maybe you could crush it on your forehead. And I thought, as I came from a brewing background, right. I knew I could make great beer in the United States. So that was the simple idea.
And as you brought this idea to your father and to people around you, they did think you were a little nuts, right? And I'm curious, you know, just talk about how the emotional content around that and pushing forward. It had to be crazy in and of itself.
Well, a lot of people look at it that way, and there's a fair bit of truth in it. You know, my dad thought this was about the dumbest idea I'd ever had. And, you know, he came from beer and brewing, and he right. thought the big guys were going to grind me up like they had, you know, put out of business all the other small regional breweries that used to exist in this country. But and of course there was risk there. But one of the things that, you know, popped up as I was writing Quench Your Own Thirst, the book you talked about, was that we think about risk in the wrong way, you know, because everybody looks at what I did and say, well, you had this great job, you're making good money, you know, it was very secure, and you left that all behind to do something that was so risky. And while there is truth to that, the biggest risk was not leaving my stable, secure job. The biggest risk was staying there and doing something that I didn't love, even though it paid good money and, you know, it was a pretty good job. Had I stayed there, I probably would have gotten, you know, to the age of 60 and look back and say, oh, my gosh, I wasted my life. You know, I never did what I really, really wanted to do. And by leaving and taking the risk that I took, I avoided a much bigger risk of wasting my life, because the worst that could have happened to me was, okay, the company failed. I lose
right.
all my money. You
right.
know, okay, big deal. So I'd be at that point, you know, I started when I was 34. So how bad is it? I'm 37 years old. The company's right. failed. I've gone bankrupt. But I'm not going to starve. I'm not going to be homeless. You know, I'm going to pick myself up and find something else to do. And that's not the end of the world. It's okay.
I just love that reframe on risk for our listeners who are largely entrepreneurs or small business people. What is the real risk is the question you asked yourself there. And I just love the framework of that. There was I'll call him a pivotal figure, a mentor in terms of developing. Of course, now I'm fast forwarding a bit through the development of the company you built, Samuel Adams, the product. Joe, I'm not sure I've got his name, O'Wades, is it O'Wades? Dr. Joe O'Wades.
Yes.
Talk about your experience with him and what he brought to the table, and if you could just sort of wrap that into, we've got folks listening that can look to a mentor to help them do the work of building a business. Talk a little bit about Joe.
Yeah, I call him our Yoda because, you know, he was the best in the world at doing something was really important to the success of Boston Beer Company, because I realized early on, partly from my dad, he said, you know, Jim, remember, you know, people don't drink the marketing, they drink the beer, so make great beer. And that was our, you know, our central challenge, was to make great beer consistently with every batch. And so I looked around and said, well, who's the best brewmaster in the United States? And that was Dr. O'Wades. And he was very expensive. I couldn't afford really to pay him the money that he commanded, but I gave him 2% of the company. And that,
wow.
of course, turned out very well for him and very well for me, because he was an important part of our success. So I guess what I learned from that, if there's something that you really, in a business, there's one or two things that you really have to do very, very well. The other 98 things you can be adequate. But for us, the two things we had to do was make great beer and work our butts off to sell it. And I felt like if I did those two things, I didn't have to be great at accounting or at, you know, hiring and firing or construction or any of that other stuff. If I could do those two things, you know, at a world-class level, I would succeed.
Yeah.
And Joe helped us do one of those two things.
I love that idea that you, the two things, it really came down to a focus, and Joe helped you tremendously there. Of course, it's all in the book. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Jim Koch. He's the author of Quench Your Own Thirst, Business Lessons Learned Over a Beer or Two. Of course, we're enjoying that as we speak, even though we are completely virtual and across the country from each other. But we're doing
beer.
It. It's imaginative,
yeah.
Real beer. Yes, exactly. I got about a minute left for this segment. I want to talk after the break about your approach to hiring people around you. The look hard for talent and then look again is actually the name of the chapter in the book by Jim Koch. And from there, I want to cover a few other things that are sort of fundamental to your story and that I grabbed from the book that I thought would be exciting for our listeners to at least get a little bit of a tease around. One is called the FU Rule, Why Truth Matters, and we're going to talk about that as well with Jim. And finally, the rule of selling. You know, we all go out to market with a product we think we're selling, but we may not be selling at all. So, Jim, great stuff. And there's also something you like to call the string theory, which we'll explore as well right after the break. Don't go away. We're with Jim Koch. He's the founder of the Boston Beer Company. You know the brand.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz America.
David Wolf back with you on Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We're here with Jim Cook. By the way, I mispronounced his name in the previous segments. So sorry, folks. It's Jim Cook. He's the founder of Samuel Adams, the Boston Beer Company. We're talking about his book, Quench Your Own Thirst, Business Lessons Learned Over a Beer or Two. Jim, welcome back.
Great to be back.
So, the audience took a break and we had a beer. I get it. Your approach to looking for talent, the chapter actually is called Look Hard for Talent and Then Look Again. So what do small business owners not always get about how to look for talent when they're building a team?
Well, the thing that I learned was don't hire a resume. We didn't hire experienced beer people. We didn't hire people who had, you know, education and background as you would normally do. My first hire actually was a woman named Rhonda Kalman. She was, you know, an unlikely hire, 22 years old, didn't have a college degree. She was actually my secretary, but she was talented, energetic, resourceful, a great people person, amazing work ethic. And so she went from being my secretary to when, you know, 15 years later, she had 200 and some people working for her at Boston Beer Company and helped me build the company. But if you were just looking at resumes, you would have dismissed her.
Yes, and in that instance, if you were looking at age and experience, you probably would have dismissed her as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking for, you know, characteristics and behaviors and what were they really going to do.
That's a huge, huge idea for those in business and as they build a team. Now, you've got something that you created in your culture called the FU rule. And what this really points to is always telling the truth. Why does the truth matter? Of course, you and I know the truth matters. But for the benefit of our audience, how do you frame the truth in terms of the evolution of a culture for a company that ultimately scaled up pretty big?
Yeah, one of the things that drove me crazy when I was a consultant is working in larger organizations where people were afraid to say what they knew because, you know, their boss wouldn't like it or it would make somebody uncomfortable, or they, whoever they was, don't want to hear that. If I tell the truth, there'll be retribution. So, and that was very dysfunctional because generally, you know, the people closest to the problems, like the salespeople or the people on the, you know, the plant floor, they're the ones that have the most valuable knowledge. So unless that flows easily up to the decision makers, companies make bad decisions. So the rule that I tell everybody on their first day, it's called the FU rule, and it's basically goes like this. If it's okay at Boston Beer Company to say F you to somebody, anybody, including me, if that's the way you really feel. the responsibility that goes along with that freedom is, having said, you know, F you, you have to realize that's just an emotive statement. It doesn't have any content. So you have to explain what you meant by that and explain what the person did to put you in that special F you frame of mind, and then be willing to listen with mutual respect to the other side of the story and work towards a solution. And that's been very useful at Boston Beer as we've grown to keep, you know, free, open communication flowing so that, you know, we do make good decisions.
Were there any challenges in what I'll call institutionalizing culture overall, including that rule, but just, is it challenging to grow and scale and add people? As you mentioned in the book, every time you add somebody, your whole culture really, you know, sort of shocks into another
every
modality of change, you know.
Yeah, it changes the company a little bit. So we have been very careful about, you know, hiring people who we hire. We spent a lot of time and effort trying to find really great people, attract them, and then, you know, have them grow and develop and get trained when they're here. So we've focused a lot on people, because one of the things I learned in 32 years with Boston Beer Company is, at the end of the day, all business comes down to people. Everything happens with, by, and through people. So you have to spend way more time on people than you really, you know, than you think going in.
Yeah, yeah. Not product, not process, but people, and people first, really. Yeah, it's so.
If you've got great people and they know what they're supposed to do, your life is easy.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk a little bit about your golden rule of selling and ask you simply, what is selling from your standpoint? What is that? What did you learn about selling?
Well, you know, I came in to, when I started Sam Adams, you know, not really understanding what selling was all about. And I was fortunate in a perverse way that when I started, no distributor would carry my beer. They all thought this was a really stupid idea. All five beer distributors in Boston turned me down. So the only way I could actually get my beer into the market was to put cold beer in my briefcase and go from bar to bar trying to sell it myself. And out of that, I got a lot of respect for the selling process. And culturally in the U.S., we kind of look down our nose at salesmen. We don't, you know, we think of used car salesmen and things like that. And what I discovered is that selling is a very noble process when it's done right. Because what, you know, to be effective as a salesperson, not sleazy sales, but building long-term relationships, we have a golden rule, which is never ask the customer to do something that is not in their long-term best interests. So, you know, what I was trying to do when I was selling Sam Adams was to ask myself, you know, how does this beer that I'm offering help this customer accomplish their objectives? Not mine, but theirs. How does it help them make more money? How does it help them, you know, upgrade the image of their bar or their restaurant? How does it help them, you know, offer their customers something unique and special? And that was how I approached selling.
This was many years ago, before this term we like to use now, customer centricity or customer centric approach to sales even existed. So pardon the term, you're schlepping the beer around to these little bars around Boston, getting this new appreciation. It's quite profound, and recontextualizing what you're bringing in your briefcase to them in a way that it changes their business, changes their life.
Yes, that makes you feel good about selling, that you realize I'm helping them. And it also means, you know, sometimes I'd go into an account in a bar and I'd think, no, this is a Budweiser bar. They're not going to be able to sell Sam Adams. I don't want them to buy it from me. I'll come back in a couple of years.
I love that. Jim Cook has been our guest on this segment today on Small Biz America. He's the author of Quench Your Own Thirst. You can find it everywhere and anywhere throughout the world. The subtext, business lessons learned over a beer or two. It's time for us to go get a beer or two. Make it a Sam Adams. Jim, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Cheers.
Cheers. Enjoy.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time for another PR and SEO quick tip with Melanie Rembrandt.
Melanie, I'm a small business owner. Why should I send out a press release?
Well, David, as you know, press releases are a great way to build buzz online and remind media members and customers that you have current news, products, and services. And the good news is press releases don't need to be expensive. You can write one yourself. All you do is follow the standard releases at sites like PR Newswire or Business Wire. Then you simply send it out to specific media members and customers and post it on free sites. And also, if you add keywords for the search engines, you'll get more coverage online. Now, it takes a little time and effort, but you can build buzz with press releases without spending a fortune.
Want to boost sales fast with public relations and search engine optimization? Listen to PR and SEO Quick Tips with Melanie Rembrandt and visit RembrandtWrites.com/radio for your free newsletter, exclusive tips, and more.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
Dr. Stephen Lindner is the founder of the Workplace Group. They're a leading think tank and provider of talent acquisition and recruitment processes. And they help companies do employees, which is a big part of any small business. Steve is also an expert in talent acquisition, assessment, and hiring. He's got a PhD in industrial and organizational psych from the Stevens Institute and contributes to many publications, including American National Standard, HRO Today, Mental Measurement Yearbook, and others that we all know outside of the industry, Forbes and USA Today. He joins us on the line. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
The Workplace Group. I wanted to lay the groundwork for this segment, Stephen. Tell us, what exactly do you do at the Workplace Group? What is the purpose of the firm?
Well, the Workplace Group is a provider of talent acquisition and recruitment process outsourcing services. So what that basically means is that we represent the employer, and we help all of our employers find great talent. We screen that talent. We help them assess and qualify that talent, and we do everything we need to do to get them on board and in their seats and chairs and at their desks to start their job.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular industries or types of companies that you tend to serve more than others, or does it run the gamut?
It really runs the gamut. We are generalists by nature. We do have particular expertise just simply because of our client base, but got all sorts of industries from telecommunications to IT to finance to accounting, engineering, telecommunications, and even education. So we have a pretty good diversity of client base.
And I'm guessing from the notes from in preparation for this segment, you do have small firms like most of what I would say our audience is here today, and also Fortune 500, right?
Absolutely. The nice thing about our services is they're not just for the large employer or the larger employer. We also have many smaller employers, and some of them are just getting started. Some of them are growing quite nicely. I mean, some of them are even the small aren't necessarily so small, so it runs a nice gamut.
You know, the whole process of hiring employees and building a team is it runs very deep, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs or business owners or operators might think they know how to go at this. But what are some of the common misconceptions, or to state it more positively, what are some of the insightful things or of value that you bring to the process of screening and engaging companies around new hires?
You know, that's a fabulous question, because the reality is that most people have hired somebody. And everyone's capable of, you know, looking at resumes, talking to candidates, interviewing them, and deciding who to hire. And so from that viewpoint, it looks like a pretty simple process. But ironically, it's actually pretty hard to hire well, and it's a lot more difficult than it often sounds. So many bad hires can happen. I think the main thing that we bring to the table is a lot of science to the process of selecting people and identifying people. So we've got, a very structured, methodical way in which we are sourcing resumes, qualifying those resumes, and then the reach out to the candidate, knowing which questions to ask them and how to evaluate those responses, and then looking at how those individuals behave throughout the entire hiring process, which starts from the first, call out to them or the receipt of their resume or job application, all the way to the point where they're going to get the job offer and we're now, ready to talk about them accepting it. All of those things are opportunities to observe and make final decisions with regards to the talent you're hiring.
That's fascinating. And in other words, the process itself becomes sort of an arc of an interview, an evaluation, a constant sort of real-time feedback about, listen, this is a pretty monumental process we're engaged in here. We're considering you for this role. How are you handling that? It's pretty stressful, too. So I would imagine it brings out a lot of sort of what I'll call the emotional content, the how do they handle the communications, and, of course, languaging, how they feel and how they operate. This takes a lot of listening, doesn't it, a lot of observational skills?
It sure does. And in a smaller business, it's even more important to get this right. If you're 10,000 employees and you make one bad hire, it doesn't have the same kind of catastrophic effect that it could have in an employer that might have 10 employees and now adding their 11th. In a small employer, a bad hire can, result in losing customers, can stop your business in your tracks, can really divert a lot of the attention away from building the business to dealing with, a hire you wish you would have never made.
It's so interesting. Yeah, we just before you came on the show today's we featured we were visiting with Jim Cook, who's the founder of Samuel Adams, built a huge company, that's international. And one of the things he said is similar to what we're talking about here. Each new person, particularly at the beginning when he started in 1984, completely changed his culture monumentally. So they're a much larger piece of the employee pool, if you will, and that's important to remember. They really do. There's a cultural shift that happens. I wanted to ask you about the process itself a little bit. I've got about 2.5-3 minutes left. Are there technologies, or do you do assessments, or what sort of the combination of things you do to sort of create a baseline or a platform for a decision-making process for your client?
Well, listen, there's all sorts of technologies and assessments out there, and they all have some practical use. I think the key here is starting with a success profile for each of the positions that you want to hire for. You need to start your process by understanding what are the exact skills, qualities, personality characteristics, cultural elements that are really desirable in building your company or in continuing to service your customers. Once you have those success profiles, then, and that's where we start our process, we then would develop structured resume checklists so that we can look at each resume and job application and evaluate them on the same standards. Then from there, we use structured phone screens to identify the right skill sets, the right culture aspects, and then we go to structured interviews. And the key here is not really so much the questions, but it's the inferences you're going to make on the responses. So that's your first couple of basic steps. And once you get through the interview process, then you have to come to a hire, not hire decision. And that's where additional observations can occur, like a background check, drug testing if you're using that, or even how someone might conduct themselves through the interview process or through negotiating a job offer. So all of those elements start to play in. But the first three parts, I think, are the most important.
Dr. Lindner, as we round out our time together today, is there a tightening of the job market? If you believe the employment numbers, is the market tightening now? I've got about 30 seconds here.
It is absolutely tightening. We have a talent crunch throughout the United States, unlike other talent crunches. We've seen this across industries, and we've seen this across regions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Great.
Yeah.
And so let's do this. I just realized in my notes I don't have your website. Would you please give us the website for the Workplace Group so that folks that heard this segment today can call you if they've got a company and they've got a problem they're trying to solve with their own employee needs?
Absolutely. There's a ton of information about us at www.workplacegroup.com. They'll find a variety of research articles, news articles, and stuff that we've written. So great resources to help everyone.
Excellent. Great insights from the Workplace Group. We've been visiting with Dr. Stephen Lindner, PhD in industrial psych. His team can help you do the hires and really help educate you on the process, how to do it right for your business. It's 46 past the hour. Don't go away. We've got Gabe Arnold and the Small Biz Brain coming up in just a minute after the break.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This alert
just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
He's the founder of CopywriterToday.net, expert in email marketing automation, sales, and marketing, and of course our recurring guest on the Small Biz Brain segment, Gabe Arnold, is joining us once again. Gabe, how are you doing?
I'm doing well today, David. How are you?
Doing excellent, thank you. Great show today, and you know, your theme of leaving it to the experts, which is what we'll talk about today in segment four, is right in line. I'll tell you, a lot of business owners who are solopreneurs undoubtedly try to do a lot of stuff themselves that they have no business doing and probably don't do it so well. Rather than focusing on their core skill set or the business of the business, they find themselves distracted by trying to accomplish things they're not so good at. So talk to us a little bit about how you at copywriter.net and how you, Gabe Arnold, the Small Biz Brain, like to frame all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I was kind of reminded of this earlier today. I had a plumbing company come out to my house, and they were checking out my pressure tank and some of my other systems here. And late last year, I was messing around with my pressure tank and adjusting the pressure on it.
And I don't like where this
is
going.
Surprise. Surprise, surprise. You know, I didn't severely damage anything, but I ended up, putting in, setting it in a way that wasn't optimal, And I had spent a couple hours messing around with it, doing that, just, trying to figure it out. But, come to find, I didn't really set it up right, and it didn't help my cause with my, I have a little bit of a water pressure issue going on, which we tracked down a few minutes ago.
Good.
But it reminded me of, something that I've learned, and when you're starting up, sometimes there's a need, but there's often just kind of like this desire in the startup phase to like do everything you can, or cover as many areas or roles as you possibly can. And while there's nothing like inherently wrong with that, because it's good to know about the different areas of your business, in the long run you end up sacrificing growth and your forward momentum and kind of the stamina of yourself and the company if you try to do too many things, yourself. And I've seen that, where, just because you have the ability or have some, knowledge or skill in an area, it doesn't really mean you should, be working in that area when you could bring in an expert. And it's, as an example, like obviously when I need you know, something recorded or produced, I reach out to you, David, because it's not that I don't know how to do those things. I'm pretty technically savvy and have done some creative things and some producing, but it's just not something that I have my, you know, at least 10,000 hours of time logged in. And so it doesn't come second nature. And it's, you know, so what I end up doing is I could spend, for instance, trying to put together, you know, something in the audio or visual world, I could, you know, spend 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 hours working on something that would take you an hour. It's not that I don't have the capability or that I don't have the intelligence or creativity to do it, but it just takes me longer. And when in any stage of, you know, business, when you're not careful with your number one resource, which is your time, then everything, you know, things can suffer. And so I always like to remind myself, like, you know, do what you're great at and then bring in other experts, you know, for areas that you're not as good at, because sometimes you're just wasting your time. Sometimes you're really harming, you know, the growth of your business or your own personal, you know, health and well-being or relationships, or it can just be detrimental. So it's just something that I like to think about, and I try to practice it, and obviously I miss the boat sometimes, like I shared, but it's a good thing to really, you know, keep in mind if you're trying to be successful and grow wisely.
I love the plumbing example too. It's just so real time and real life here. By the way, you just solved the problem minutes ago before you came on the air with us. You know, and sort of an addendum to all of this, or not an addendum, but an annex to this thought process is that it's also, and by the way, you're the king of scaling, because you've got, you know, a huge team of writers now that you've scaled your business successfully. So part of what also can be done, in addition to bringing in experts, is just creating the systems that run the business so that you don't have to get into doing everything yourself too. So there's sort of this using other people as outsourced or using their expertise in addition to systematizing. I think those two ingredients can really help you focus on the business of the business, or the skill of the skill, I guess, in that, because I know you are very good, if I've got it right, you're you're a conceptual guy, but you're very good at closing business, right? Isn't that really the initial conversation and the intake with the client is for you, I think, where you tend to shine, if I got it right. So, and you're saying yes, so I guess you mean yes. And so for you to be doing all the writing, even though you can do it, doesn't mean you should do it, right?
Yeah, and that's a good example too, because even though, I mean, if you ask me, hey, can you sit down and write me a 10,000 word guide on something, I could have it back to you in 2 hours. And, you know, I'm very good at writing. I'm very quick. I'm very efficient. You know, I have a lot of knowledge to share, but that still doesn't mean I should be doing it anymore, especially like you shared. Like at this point, we have almost 60 writers. We keep growing, you know, every week. And so my job is recruitment. I tell my team, like, my job is to recruit new customers and recruit new team members. And as you scale up and you start to become a bigger business, you have to step out of operations and the task level work, and you then have to be the recruiter, the builder, the, you know, the closer of new customer deals and new partnerships with, you know, vendors and folks on your team too. That's where you're really leveraging your time. You're exactly right. Because, like, if I can bring in a great writer that can do just what I do, you know, then, you know, I'm replicating myself. And that really is the truth of it, along with, like what you said, the systems end of it is huge. And that's just as important. So,
yeah, and it's almost a whole nother show about systems. But it's all a part of this scale. It's about, I think, largely many entrepreneurs have trouble letting go because they built a business around their skills initially. And then when it starts to scale, they don't know what to make of it because they're used to doing everything themselves. So it's good stuff, Gabe. So always great to have you on the Small Biz Brain. The website, copywritertoday.net. You can also reach Gabe and his team at 888-618-9123. Gabe, thanks as always for joining us on The Brain.
Thank you, David.
That's going to wrap our show for this week here on Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. By the way, you can have your own show on Biz Talk Radio Network. Did you know that? I'm one of the guys that helps develop that. So if you have an interest, contact us at smallbizamericaradio.com or smallbizamerica.com. There's ways to contact me through both of those websites. The radio site is a little bit more radio-centric, smallbizamericaradio.com. And also, for those looking for capital or financing, we have some solutions for you. We have connectivity to capital. Visit our website and click on business financing. Have a great week in your business. We'll see you next week. Actually, next week I'm off, so it'll be a repeat, but the 2 weeks we'll have a whole fresh show for you. Enjoy.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.